This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. As fears of a Russian invasion grow, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has made a plea for peace. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With fears of a Russian invasion ramping up, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the nation late Wednesday, saying he had tried to call Russian President Vladimir Putin, but Putin would not accept his call. Earlier, Ukrainian lawmakers approved Zelensky's decree imposing a state of emergency for 30 days starting Thursday. Meantime, the Kremlin said that rebel leaders in eastern Ukraine have asked for Russian military assistance. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There are going to be a range of false flag operations that we have expected to and laid out the playbook to see. This is an example of it.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
In a couple of hours, the United Nations Security Council will convene for its second emergency session in 3 days over the Ukraine-Russia crisis due to what diplomatic sources called military developments on the ground. The meeting was requested by Kiev earlier on Wednesday and backed by Western Security Council members. It's scheduled to take place at 2:30 GMT on Thursday, which is in about an hour and a half. The White House said Wednesday that leaders of the G7 nations will hold a virtual meeting on Thursday to discuss Ukraine and Russia. The G7 is a group of seven of the world's wealthiest countries. And the European Union said Wednesday it has imposed sanctions on a number of senior Russian officials, including Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Economy Minister Maxim Reshetnikov. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Top U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday called Russian President Vladimir Putin's incursion into the occupied regions of Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine an assault on democracy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a press conference, "It's stunning to see a tyrant rolling into a country." With the word tyrant, she was referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who U.S. officials say interfered in U.S. presidential elections in 2016. Pelosi and other top Democrats praised U.S. President Joe Biden for working with European allies to maintain a united front against Russia. Biden announced on Tuesday that the U.S. will also sanction Russian officials and banks in response to Putin's speech a day earlier claiming the separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk are independent of Ukraine. The White House is expected to announce additional sanctions this week. And the United States on Wednesday announced sanctions against what it said were members of an international financing network for Yemen's Houthi rebels after the Iran-backed group recently escalated cross-border drone and missile attacks on its oil-rich Gulf neighbors. The penalties from the Treasury Department appeared to fall short of the tougher measures that the Saudis and Emiratis, key strategic partners of the United States, had sought from the Biden administration. U.S. officials have been in talks with Saudi Arabia and the UAE as the crisis in Ukraine worsens high petroleum prices and a supply shortfall. Gambia appealed to the United Nations highest court on Wednesday to reject Myanmar's legal effort to end a case alleging genocide by the Southeast Asian country against its Rohingya Muslim minority. Gambia brought the case before the International Court of Justice in 2019, arguing the Myanmar junta violated the 1946 Genocide Convention during a 2017 crackdown on the Rohingya. Gambia argues the crackdown amounted to genocide and that the World Court must hold Myanmar accountable. The Myanmar military launched what it called a clearance campaign in Rakhine State following an attack by Rohingya insurgent group. Security forces allegedly committed mass rapes and murders. They burned thousands of homes as some 730,000 Rohingya Muslims fled to neighboring Bangladesh. A UN fact-finding mission concluded that genocidal acts were committed during the campaign. And the U.S. maternal mortality rate, already the worst in the industrialized world, rose in 2020 to its highest level in half a century. Black women were three times more likely to die than white women. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.